Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read this, and you're going to listen. You're going to stay on the line, and you're not going to interrupt. You're not going to speak for any reason. Some of this you know. I'm going to start at the top of the page. Meticulous. Yes. Methodical. Educated. They were these things. Nothing extreme. Like anyone, they varied. There were days of mistakes, laziness, and infighting. And there were days, good days, when by anyone's judgment, they would have to be considered clever. No one would say that what they were doing was complicated. It wouldn't even be considered new, except for maybe in the geological sense. They took from their surroundings what was needed and made of it something more.
I'm going to have this done. Wait, what order did you put on this? 28, what? 36. I don't know, you can... Yeah, I'm putting 28.
Have you thought any more about what you want to put forward?
Not really.
Because I was...
I haven't changed my mind or anything. Philip and I were talking. We think it'd be good. It'd be fun.
Look, nobody's saying it wouldn't be fun. It's just the time for jacking around with Tesla coils and ball lightning in the garage is over. I mean, maybe this is something you try on your own in your free time, you know?
My free time? Which free time? My free time after the 50 hours a week of work, after the 30 hours of free time I already spend in that garage.
We're all working the same schedule, I know.
And it's not a Tesla coil. I guess I could shave a couple minutes off my day by eating on the toilet.
Look, how many pens do we have? In the last 14 months, really, how many do we have? I mean, these cars are the only thing... Nobody signed the agreement. It doesn't matter. We're sticking to the agreement. I mean, name one other thing that's coming out of our garage that's remotely profitable.
If you're talking
about... Cars are barely that. I know I don't see anybody quitting their jobs because of it.
I'm sorry.
I know I'm not. Are you?
I think Abe just means that right now the JTAG cards are it. And when you look at the addresses on these things, we have a lot of apartments, you know, a lot of residences. But these are not the bulk orders to OEMs or retail giants. These are the quiet... Basement?
Hackers.
Yeah, hacker wannabes. Testing their dad's own motherboards. And I know that a lot of that is my fault, admittedly, you know? I mean, with everything last year and the double tuck we were hitting from Platts and all the stuff we're not going to get into now.
Maybe we should get into it.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead, tell him.
Maybe we should get into it. I mean, I talked to my brother today. He knows of at least two other cases like that at his firm right now.
Let Platts know we're talking about it.
Forget Platts. This has got to start being about what has the best chance of going to market and what is going to get us that VC attention.
Look, I stuck by you guys when it was your turn. And I wasn't 100% sure what we're doing, or even if I didn't agree, maybe. But if it's my turn, if we're still playing by the rules, then this is what I want to try.
We just got done giving this huge speech.
Wait, we gave a speech?
Yeah, we just got done.
No, I gave a speech.
Ago.
I'm the one to force the issue, remember? And in fact, you know, they're onto us because I suck as a bad cop.
I don't know about
you know,
that.
You should do it. You could fake it better.
I don't know about that either.
Look, as long as we're going down this road where it's 8th grade physics and a happy fun time out in that garage,
you know,
I mean, I think we stand to try this. You know, Philip and Robert are gung-ho on theirs, and that's fine.
Freak.
But you know I have no interest in that. And I know you have no interest in that, besides the fact that, you know, Philip and Robert don't even need us for what they want to do. They just want to use the equipment for what I want to do. And we don't need them. Not even Philip, because it doesn't need software.
Is she asleep?
No, and she needs a bath.
She's going to wind up in the closet if I do.
That's fine.
You know, even if Robert's okay with it, and he won't be, I don't even think that I have a clear understanding of what it is we're saying that things are going to do.
I just think we should let them go at it for the next 2 months. You know, they do theirs, we do ours.
The time we installed it.
Don't eat that. Don't eat that. Seriously, it's bad. We have to throw the first couple batches out. The filter.
What about crushed?
These guys are funded.
These guys are... What?
Liquid helium. These guys are funded.
No. That's what this is. Okay? That's the whole difference. That's what the box is. See, this way we don't have to play the game where we're going back and forth, coming up with new and innovative ways to make the thing colder and generally unusable in the process.
Aaron, I need
see,
to fix that.
And
back unmarketable.
End, and we, I'm, right, and unmarketable. By coming in from the back end, see, rather than changing the surrounding temperature, we'll just change the level that it'll conduct, the transition temperature. And see, by bombarding these edges,
look,
I'll
what he's
be able
saying
to...
is these guys, they're dropping the ceramic, the temperature lower and lower. Makes the ceramic less resistant, knocks out the interior magnetic field.
Exactly.
Exactly. What he's saying
what
is.
What I'm saying is, we drop the box down on it. Okay, focus our own magnetic field to the gate, knock out with the inverse what's going on inside the ceramic.
Smart.
And that should change the transition temperature to something we can work with.
What are we saying that is?
Hopefully near room temperature.
What is that about? The best mathematician's a lazy one? What did you ask for?
I asked.
Are these type 1?
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
No, no, no. Are these type 1 right here?
Superconductors.
Yeah, they're type 1.
What? Is that going to be a problem?
Well, there's plenty lying around at work, but they're all barcoded, so...
Well, if I have to buy the kits, I'll buy the kits.
What are you doing about this?
What?
I can get them.
You can... Are you sure? I thought you didn't like this idea anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If you got to buy them, you got to buy them, but I think everything else we can take care of.
What are you doing about the source here?
You know that story about how NASA spent millions of dollars developing this pen that writes in zero-G? Did you ever read that?
Yeah.
How Russia solved the problem?
Yeah, they used a pencil.
Right, a normal wooden pencil. Just seems like Philip takes an NASA route almost every time.
So palladium, right?
You have their diagram, eh? What is it?
Well, they use the ratio of both, platinum and palladium. But I don't know if that's necessary with the changes I made. I think they're just showing off. If you have it, you got to use it, right?
Hey, you guys, I want to get a replacement router.
I'm putting out 4 ounces of palladium.
Did Robert look at it?
Yeah,
I
got it.
I can't fix it.
Okay, where are you getting it?
Walmart, it's like $50.
Okay. Can you get a receipt, please?
Yeah.
So, wait, platinum or palladium is less resistant?
Hey.
Just,
it's not a,
Yeah, I don't care. So, resistance.
I need nine, right, yes.
Would you jiggle the,
Call it that? Yeah.
Flip the,
Robert did it.
Well, yes. Yeah, I guess. Hi. Well, then which is cheaper?
You're not going to buy it, are you?
Well, unless you got a few grams of palladium laying around.
What?
I'm just saying. Why would they put it in there if you didn't need it?
One catalytic converter. It's fine, it's fine. Just remember to put it back, okay? Your emissions went up like 300%.
Is there enough in here?
Yeah, it should be. If not, we'll pull the one out of my truck.
Okay. Copper tubing.
This will be out of commission, right?
Without the tubing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can use the Freon, too.
No, I told you. It's going to be room temperature.
Just in case.
No, wait. Aaron, stop. I'll just buy the tubing. This isn't saving us money. Wait, did you cut anything? It's not just me?
No, it's definitely smaller, but I think it just seems that way. I mean, take what they have. Okay, minus the coolant, okay? Which we don't need. And the rest of it's the mercury bath. Which, I mean, you would know better than I do, but they're probably just showing off. I mean, you have it. You gotta use it, right?
What? Does it hurt?
No, I didn't feel anything. That sound is just wearing me out.
What does it feel like?
I don't know if I'm making it up.
Here.
Next part. Let's do the next part.
Yeah. Isn't there some sort of glass or transparent
I don't know of anything
that can use the window. Pyrex? Yeah, man.
Okay, drop it. I don't know of anything that's not going to leave a gap in the field. But we got to see what's going on in there.
How much does that cost?
Yeah. What? You want to put my camcorder inside the box that's so dangerous we can't look into it. If something happens, would you pay me back?
So we have a slightly negative pressure in the box. So we're ready for the argon. Wait, which one is that?
It's the blue one.
Blue one.
I weighed it at 77 grams. Set the scale to decagrams, though.
I was showing 7.7 decagrams. We're ready for 0.05 liters of argon.
Ready? Just the plate first, right?
Right. First just the plate, and then look.
Okay. Let's just give this thing.
Let's go through the checklist. And Aaron, hold on a second. Let's make sure everything's set up right.
Hold on, Aaron. Wait.
Just wait. Okay.
Blow something?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. That's destroyed.
Here, you want to check the camera?
Yeah.
All right, let's get this. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Hey.
Yeah,
I'm hungry. What?
Babe, it's 7. Babe, it's 7 at night.
Okay, I had food.
Okay, whoa, are those kids there?
They're here.
Okay, screw that, let's just go somewhere. I just pulled in, so come on down.
Oh, no, wait, come up here first, I have some stuff I'm going to take back to the shop.
Alright, but meet me at the door.
Okay, alright.
Seriously, meet me at the door, I'm coming up right now.
I'll do it. Okay, all right, see you. Hey, Brad.
What's up, babe?
Hey, Brad.
How are you?
Good.
How long did he say he was going to be there? I just think if he's got problems, he's got to fix them. You're not the guy's dad.
I know. I just thought it'd be good to do something
charitable. Definitely is charitable. At least you admit that. Hey, you feel like a steak? To eat.
No, I don't want a steak. Let's just grab some tacos on the way to the shop. I have some stuff I want to try out.
Okay. We can get some tacos on the way. Or we can get a steak afterwards.
What are you talking about? I'm not paying for a steak. It's stable.
Air is stable.
What'd you do to this thing?
Huh? What?
Looks like a dog digested it.
Okay, that's the plate. And I rigged this into the box so I could have some control over the feed to it. I figured it's the easiest
way to... This is controlling the box.
Right, just the box.
The plate stays the same.
Yeah, the plate's the same. What you do is you gradually feed it
two.
Okay, you hear that? See, I'm not touching it anymore. It's growing with its own momentum. It's like a feedback loop, and it just regulates itself. And what you do is when it gets there, you bring it back, and there you go, it coasts. It's stable, it stays like that. So it works.
Yeah, it does. Is that like 10%?
Jeez. Yeah, it knocks another couple points out too by the time it reaches the peak. You may want to come over here, take a look at this.
Okay, what am I looking at?
What are we pulling out of the batteries?
I don't know, probably 24 volts. I mean, no more than that, right?
Okay.
So your meter's jacked up.
That's what I figured. So I tried three others. I got the exact same thing. I spent all last
what
night.
What was it?
I don't know. I spent all last night in a 2-hour lunch break today just double checking.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're missing something. You know, there's something wrong here. We're not pulling out more than we're putting in.
Slightly more.
Well, yeah, whatever. It's not like a volt and a half more than we're putting in. I mean, it's probably the batteries. They're cheap batteries, you know, probably not regulated right. It is weird, though.
You want to see something weirder? Okay, let's go over this again. Two batteries, right? 24 volts. What are we pulling out of this one? Just for fun.
12 volts.
How about this one?
Should be 12 volts.
So what the hell is this thing?
It doesn't stay like that.
No, I mean, it winds down in a few minutes, but what does that? I don't know. I'll tell him something. I'll tell him we're spraying for bugs or something. It should just be a day or two anyways. I mean, unless you want to bring them
no,
in.
No, it's just, I mean, they have their work in there, too.
You know if Philip finds out about that or even sees it, he's going to have to take it apart.
No,
You know, I'm just putting a love tweak on it.
Yeah, I know. No, you're right.
Hey, it's my garage, okay? It's not like they're paying rent.
There was value in the thing, clearly. That they were certain of. But what is the application? In a matter of hours, they'd turned it to everything from mass transit to satellite launching. Imagining devices the size of jumbo jets. Everything would be cheaper. It was practical, and they knew it. But above all that, beyond the positives, they knew that the easiest way to be exploited is to sell something they did not yet understand. So they kept quiet. The parties would continue. Any birthday, anniversary, holiday, maybe some obscure project launch, it didn't matter. Any reason would do. What was important is that Thomas Granger, their last best hope of funding, show up. And if he left a little earlier than they would have liked, well, he couldn't be blamed. He was only there to please his daughter, Rachel. And she was only there to please Abe.
Hey,
what'd you say, Mr. Granger?
Hey, did you put my burger? I say to Mr. Granger, Mr. Granger, you have to call him Mr. Thomas or something.
You, go ahead, Robert.
He won't take you seriously.
Well, here's time number 8.
How's that?
But he thinks we're kids.
Seriously, you call him Mr. Granger, he looks at you like you're a 6-year-old kid. He does it with me. It's not going to work anymore. What
happened? Abe had taken on the task of quantifying and explaining the device. But as weeks became months, their enthusiasm became a slow realization that they were out of their depth.
Calling you all morning.
Where'd you call?
Your work and yourself.
I'm not there.
Really?
March Madness?
That's Carolina, Michigan.
Who's up?
I don't even know what.
Do you have anything important to work today?
I hope you're not implying that any day is unimportant at Cortex Semi.
No, it's just
Like, I was going to come give you this big speech about how we've been friends for a long time and built up trust and that whole big thing. But how about this instead? If you ditch work this afternoon and promise to do the few small things that I ask you, I will, in return, show you the most important thing that any living organism has ever witnessed.
Well, it looks like mustard to me.
I know, but it's a film. It's a protein secreted by a fungus called Aspergillus ticor.
He told you that?
No, he knew it was a protein, but he didn't know where it came from. All he really did was just take some pictures with their equipment.
Hey, guess where we're going?
Do you know where Will is?
No, why?
The aerial meeting was pushed back till Wednesday. I just thought he was waiting around for it. Where are you going?
What do they do with engineers when they turn 40?
What, Bradshaw?
Exactly. Oh, you know what? I do know where Will is. I'll let him know on the way out, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Can you meet me out front?
You gotta drive.
Okay, here. Take my keys.
Hey, if you can, just pretend that this is the first time I came in, and if you would just tell him exactly what you told me. Okay, so what is it?
Protein buildup.
Okay, can you just tell him?
Protein buildup.
Hey, what kind?
Some fungus.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. You were supposed to take it to the lab.
Yeah, that's next. You were in design, were you?
Yeah.
How'd you get over here?
You know what they do with engineers when they turn 40? They take them out and shoot them.
What the hell, Abe? You could have just shown me the pictures. I want you to believe it.
Believe what? The protein? I believe you.
Okay, look. This guy already thinks it's a joke, okay? So he may be a little defensive.
Really? Why would he think that?
Please.
Aspergillus ticor. This is a fungus that's everywhere. It's in our bed, in our skin, sometimes even in our GI tract, everywhere. It's basically the reason you don't leave things in dark, damp, closed off places.
Thank you. Do you have that sample I brought? There it is, Terger. T-E-R-G-E-R. Okay, when I showed you this, tell him what you thought. You thought it was a joke, right?
It is a joke.
Right, but how'd you know? Will you show him, please?
This is how we get protein A out of Aspergillus ticor. We sweeten it, we agitate it, we spin it around, and sweeten some more. It takes about a month.
Do you get the same amount I brought?
So if it's an incubator for fungus, is that valuable?
That's not what it is.
Then what is it?
Well, there's one other way that it could secrete that much protein. It could do it naturally, but that takes a lot longer. A lot longer. But if it has a little moisture and it's left alone, it'll start secreting and it'll build up and build up, but it takes a long time.
How long?
A long time.
More than a few days?
Yes.
Then how long?
He says to get the same amount of protein that we had, the same amount that I was wiping off every 5 days, and 5 days later it would accumulate. He says it would take about 5 to 6 years.
I don't want to belittle this guy.
Exactly. So I said, screw it, and I put my watch in there.
And?
I want you to do it.
Where's the box?
I took it back to the shop.
Wait, digital or old mechanical?
Exactly. I did both.
And what?
I want you to do it.
Now, we thought that we were degrading gravity, right? That we were blocking that information. But I think we're doing more than that. I think we're blocking more than that.
Did you notice, though? When you're controlling the feed, did you notice it's parabolic? Okay, it's important. Parabolas are important. Here, look at this.
I don't know, Abe.
Now I'm going to start it up and let it run for 60 seconds with nothing in it, okay? It's empty.
That's 22.
And all the equations that describe motion and heat and energy.
Just 1 minute, just a second.
And all the Feynman diagrams, what's the one variable that you can turn negative?
Still get rational answers. That's 1 minute out here.
It's not mass, it's not...
22 hours.
It's around 1,300.
27 minutes in the box.
It's odd, it's an odd number.
How many minutes is that? That's 1,347 minutes.
Okay, yeah, 1,347, you got that.
Why is it odd? How did you know it was odd?
Okay, because this is it, okay? This is what's going on. There's an AN and there's a BN. Okay, let's say the AN is 12 o'clock, the BN is 12:01.
All right, we start the machine with the Weeble at the AM. It travels forward normally.
You gotta write this down.
Aaron, there's nothing to write down.
Well, then I'm writing it.
Okay, fine. Look, it travels forward normally towards the B end. And when it gets there, the feed runs down parabolically until it's just stopped. But it doesn't. It curves back around towards the A end. And when it gets back to the A end, now curve that around. Okay, now the Weeble has experienced a total of 2 minutes. And again, it curves.
It curves back around. It curves parabolically.
Right. So it comes back around again, and it does this about 1,300 times. And when it finally exits on the B end, it's traveling an odd number of forward and backward trips.
Now, what is so special about 1,300? And why is it about 1,300? Why isn't it exact? This is not empirical.
Here, give me that. Okay, I don't know why it's not exact. There's some sort of probability there. Okay, every time it hits the BN, there's a chance. Okay, a small chance it won't curve back around towards the AN. And for some reason, it takes about 1,300 trips before it finally does. But it does have to exit, or else we wouldn't be able to see it afterwards. Okay, let's take a look at this. Yep, 22 hours, 14 minutes.
13, 34 minutes.
Even.
And they're at the B end. Exit at the B end.
I just want you to see it the way I saw it.
I am trying, okay? I really am here.
Look, everything we're putting into that box comes ungrounded. And I don't mean grounded like to the earth. I mean not tethered. I mean, we're blocking whatever keeps them moving forward, and so they flip-flop. Inside the box, it's like a street, and both ends are cul-de-sacs. I mean, this isn't frame dragging or wormhole magic. This is basic mechanics and heat 101.
This is not mechanics and heat.
We can publish.
Yeah, we can publish.
No, I mean, we can really publish.
Well, Aaron, the Weeble's stupid. It can't move. I mean, even if we were to put the Weeble in at point B, it's still just going to bounce around back and forth until it gets kicked out at the B end. But if it were smart, it can enter at the B end and exit at the A end before it flips back.
You're talking about making a bigger one. You're talking about making a bigger one.
I didn't say anything. You're the one talking about it. So you believe me?
No, I don't.
Come on, let's go get a drink or something.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to move it.
We will.
Well, we need a box big enough for a person to fit into, right? As far as turning it on, you
actually, when I was testing the box, it turns out that over half the rings are redundant. The inner ring's strong enough on its own, so it actually makes the plate smaller.
No.
There's a lot more that's unnecessary. Look, what we can do is take a lot of these small plates and surround a container with a web in them.
How small?
Well, I mean, it should be accumulative, so a lot of mini fields equal one big one, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some series, that makes sense. What I was going to say, though, is we need to find some place where we can put it and turn it on and it won't be disturbed. I mean, some place.
You just lock it in the closet?
No, safer than a closet. Some place where someone's not going to go poking around and messing with it.
And climate control.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever, we'll find some place. But I mean, so if we go your route with what? A bunch of mini fields? That's a lot of work. I mean, we'd have to. I mean, how many days is that?
Abe, you know what we could use? You know what we could use?
Look. I know we've seen a lot of crazy things lately, okay? And I know you're still trying to put it all together in a way that makes sense.
But you got it.
No, I don't. Look, I just want you to understand that what's next is not a prank, okay? I wouldn't do that to you, and I'm not doing that to you. So when you see this,
we
can't yell or make any noise or run anywhere, okay? I know you probably feel like you're being tricked or made fun of, but you're not, okay? I promise you, you're not, okay?
Who's that, Abe?
Let's just wait.
6 minutes.
You sure you're okay to drive?
What'd you do all day? First time through.
I spent the day in a hotel room with Wilson.
Look, I'll just meet you back at the shop.
Remember what I did? I said I went back to work.
Yeah, probably.
Probably just work that day.
Yeah, probably so.
Look, now that I know about this, Abe, don't do this again, okay? Not where it affects me. Go ahead.
Hey, Rachel.
Why not the lottery?
Well, we can if you want. That's not till Saturday. But even if we win the full 10 million, it's only a couple hundred thousand a year for what, the next 30 years?
Only.
And that's just one good trade.
A couple days like this?
I was just running a test. In and out.
Okay. Well, I want to do what you did. Okay? Exactly what you did.
Okay. The first thing I did is call in sick.
Okay. I did that.
And then I drove to the storage facility.
Okay. But I need to drop Lauren off at school first.
Okay. Then meet me there. We're going to need both cars. But we need to park yours way down the road, out of sight of the facility.
Wait, why are we doing that?
Because we need to ride home.
What is that?
No, it'll make sense.
Okay, no, I'll be patient.
When I got to the storage room, I flooded the box with argon, and then I had to tighten it up to secure the leaks.
There's leaks?
There's always leaks. At 8:30 a.m., I set the timer for 15 minutes. I jumped in the car and drove to Russellfield.
Okay, I lost it.
What?
Why the timer?
Because the moment we start those machines is the moment we'll end up getting out of them and...
Right, got it. Sorry.
I don't want to be standing around when they do.
Yep.
While I was on the road at 8:45, the machine kicked on by itself, and by 8:49, it was completely warmed up. In Russellfield, I got a hotel room and tried to isolate myself.
Wait, what do you mean, isolate?
I mean, I closed the windows, I unplugged everything in the room, the telephone, TV, clock, radio, everything. I didn't want to take the chance of running into someone I knew or seeing something on the news that might... If we're dealing with causality, and I don't even know for sure, I just...
What?
Took myself out of the equation.
You're on the side of caution.
Yes.
Well... Then what did you do all day?
I just sat there. I mean, I had some bugs, but...
What, were you nervous?
Yeah, it's just mind-numbing, all the second-guessing.
You've asked to pay.
At 2:30 p.m., I stopped by Williams Medical Supply and picked up a Class E oxygen tank and mask. I called my mutual fund company and asked which stock in their mid-cap fund had the greatest percentage gain that day. The idea was just to get enough information for one good trade.
When we go, can we just download chart data, trade on each movement?
Yeah, but if we do that, I want to use the library in Russell Field, use their computers. So I got to the storage room at about 3:15 and cut off the power to the box. It cycled down to a tolerable level at about 3:19. See, the trick is to get in after it reaches a comfortable level, but before it shuts off completely. There's a window there.
So, does it hurt?
Yeah, it does a little.
It's not bad, though, if you wait for the right time. It's like a small static shock. Once you're in, you're fine, though.
What?
I know you've done it, okay? And I can only assume that you don't have cancer or male impotence because of it, but I mean, what is your opinion on how safe this thing is?
Aaron, I can imagine no way in which this thing would be considered anywhere remotely close to safe. All I know is I spent 6 hours in there and I'm still alive. You still want to do it? I set the alarm on my stopwatch for 6 hours. I regulated the O2 tank, took some Dramamine, and tried to sleep.
Did you?
What?
Did you sleep?
Not at first. No, I've never considered myself claustrophobic, but I started sweating, and I couldn't find the right flow rate on the tank, and you know, I was breathing a lot differently than I was when I was testing it on the outside. Eventually, I settled down, and oh, maybe it was a Dramamine kicking in, but I remember this moment in there, in the dark, with the reverberation of the machine. It was maybe the most content I've ever been. I woke up on my own, without the alarm, and waited for the machine to cool down. Cool down from my perspective. And it got to a point where it sounded safe to get out, but the stopwatch still showed a couple minutes, so I trusted the math and waited. Too soon. You have to wait for the stopwatch so that you know the gain is long. So we're back here?
Yeah, we're here. It's 8:50, Tuesday morning.
Alright, give me a few minutes. From there, it was easy. The bulk of the work was done. I just left everything the way I found it. I left the machine alone and didn't turn it off or anything and just cleared out of it.
Okay, so that way your double would find everything exactly the same later that day and get in the box.
Right. But also, at that point, I or my double or someone was in the box coming backwards. So who knows what that would have done if I would have turned the machine off.
Definitely. So they're one time use only.
So then, at that moment, since my double was on the way to the hotel room in my car, I had to take a taxi home. But when we go, we'll be able to use your truck. You have a margin account, right?
Yeah, I do now. What are we buying?
Good. Today before 12:30, we're going to buy as many shares as we can of RGWU. The mill announced their earnings for the quarter 3.5 times consensus, and the stock will nearly double in afternoon trading.
What do they do?
What do you mean?
What does this company do? Do they make things?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that the price goes up. You know, and the volume's so high that the number of shares we're trading is not going to affect the price.
You really don't know what they do? That's why you were talking about a mid-cap fund, so the volume high enough to hide us.
You think that's too cautious?
I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of other stocks out there that do a lot more than double, but it's my first day. I know. So what's the answer? I mean, you've got the $400 billion. You've gone the charity route. You have this perfect 100-room mansion with matching his and her yachts and helicopter pads. I mean, basically, you have absolute impunity to do whatever you want. Nobody can touch you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fresh back from this two-year... Well, absolutely. Well above. You're fresh back from this two-year world-galloping vacation. How do you feel your day? What do you do?
Abe, I know that's the question, but it's not a real question. So why does it matter?
So what's the answer?
Babe, he knows that's the question, okay? He's asking you the question.
Well, what do you mean? What would I do with my life, or what would I do tomorrow?
My God, either.
Well, I'd have to do something constructive. I'd have to do something that would help. Something to make you feel good.
I know. That's fantastic. Good. My wife. So good.
So pure. You are pure.
Shut up. Why'd you ask then?
This is what I would do. I would wake up tomorrow morning. And I go over to Gabriel Capital Inc. And I would tell Joseph Platt's receptionist that I'm there to see him. And when he comes out, I would ram my fist through the flat of his nose. Just one good punch, one good pow.
That's amazing. It's about time.
That's so great.
Where did this come from? You're the one that's always defending the guy.
I would only do it, though, if I knew that... You know, no one would find out or get hurt or anything. Like, I wish that there was a way that I could do it and go back and tell myself not to. Because I just want to know what it feels like. That's all, really.
I'm so proud. Finally, my husband. The hero.
Can't do that.
I know.
Did you call pest control?
Babe, they're birds. You don't want a bunch of dead baby birds up there, do you?
They don't sound like birds.
She thinks there are rats in the attic.
But the idea had been spoken, and the words wouldn't go back after they'd been uttered aloud.
So you're understanding this, right? Look, Abe, you don't have to sell me not doing this, okay? I don't think I really told you what it was like.
The thing is, even if you do stop yourself, you're double from two flats, then why would he, your double, get this?
And with no need for it, no possible real-world application, no advantage at all to be gained from it. The idea stayed.
How would you do it?
I wouldn't.
Just for fun.
Still wouldn't.
But what if there was a way?
Look, Abe, look. I'm not going to pretend like I know anything, okay, about paradoxes, you know, or what follows them. And honestly, I really don't believe in any of that grip energy. I mean, kill your mom before you're born, whatever. It has to work itself out somehow.
I don't know, man.
Look, this is what I know for sure, okay? About the worst thing in the world is to know that the moment you're experiencing has already been defined, if this is the second, you know, or third time through, or whatever. And do you ever feel, you know, like, oh, maybe things aren't right, you know? Like, maybe your life is in disarray, or just not what you would like, and you start to wonder, you know, what caused this? How did things get like this? You know, people are always blaming their parents, you know, as if their mom would have breastfed them, their lives would have turned out different. A bunch of whiners. Yeah, they're a bunch of whiners. I mean, but what if it wasn't something you wonder about, you know? What if you knew for sure this is not the way things are supposed to be?
See, man, I'm not like that. I'm not into the whole destiny, there's only one right way.
Abe, I'm not either, okay? But what's worse, you know, thinking you're being paranoid or knowing you should be? You don't have to look in the mirror, I'm okay.
No, I just assumed that you would. I mean, I trust her. I know that when I decided to tell you, I mean, not that I was...
Decided to tell
you? Not telling you.
Oh,
I just knew that y'all were married and that there's no secrets, and anything I tell you, she'll know.
It's not a matter of trust.
No, I know.
It's just how much better would it be if in a few days, you know, I surprise her and we all just fly to Costa Rica or somewhere for a month. You know, we'll let her understand it gradually. Maybe do some real estate shopping.
For now, though, if you wanted to, you can just tell her you had a good day in the market.
You don't understand. No. You don't understand the questions that come with that, okay? But we'll explain it to her, and we'll all just take some time to figure out what's next, which right away I think should be building a bigger box, like the size of a room or something. At least more than one person could fit into it. Safe or not, the thing feels like a coffin the way it is. By the way, this is our guy.
What's the volume?
5.5.
What's the return?
Holy. Yeah. No, I can't beat that. Mainly, I guess I was just talking about Robert and Philip, you know?
I don't want to tell him.
Oh, I know. They have a lot invested in the group, and I just...
I don't want to tell him.
No, I...
Abe, if you need me to take the guilt on this one, fine, okay? I accept it gladly. It's mine. At the end of this week, they can have whatever they want, okay? I'll turn over patent rights on everything from the last 2 years. They can have the equipment, the garage, they can have my truck, if that makes you feel better, okay? I am not telling them a thing about this. We're not.
Different in there. You can feel how cut off you are, you know? It's this entirely separate world, and you encompass most of it.
And the sound. Isn't the sound different on the inside? It's like it's singing. I guess you can't hear it on the outside.
I had this dream in there.
Because of the... About what?
I was on or near the ocean, and I just kept hearing the surf. It was so uneventful.
At night... And the tide kept coming in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Whoa, come here for a second. What's on your hand? You bleeding?
Oh, it is blood.
Turn around.
You see it?
Where's it coming from?
It's your nose.
Come here.
Aaron, it's you.
Oh, what is this?
Gosh, it's on your ear.
Your ear's bleeding.
Man.
Give me that. I got it. Is that normal? This isn't normal.
For the machine?
No, for people. What, you think it's the machine? I got it.
Actually get some work done today.
Hi guys, what's going on?
I always seem to get a lot more done when I'm not locked out.
Yeah, he said they had to spray again.
Yeah, but he can't tell us about it in advance. Is Hero even
Besides,
here?
Besides, you never see anything around here but those geckos anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's for the geckos.
What?
Why?
Oh, hey man, thanks for the present.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
You know what, you guys, both of you, you make fun, but there's a difference.
Wait, what did you call him?
What?
Oh, when you walked in, what did you say?
He really didn't tell you about it?
No.
All right, Rachel's ex-boyfriend walks into my birthday party with a shotgun.
What?
Swear to God.
Yeah, Abe, I've already gotten that sweet from Tara.
Philby! Well, you're going to get it from me. You have a wife and
Philby,
kids.
You know, don't... Wait, you know, it's funny how you two are the only people who have a problem with it, okay? Everybody else thinks that it's a good thing.
Well, you didn't. You can't go risking your life, especially the welfare of Kara and Lauren and someone like Rachel.
Fine.
She practically begged for this to happen to you.
I figured at least you'd understand this.
Understand what? You've never been like this.
That's what I mean, you see. You see how different things are.
Different? How are things different?
You see it, okay? I know you do. If that was the night, you told me everything about the machine, okay? And everything you told me was so fresh in my head. And when I saw this guy, you know, I'm looking at him. I wasn't going to let him do that. I wasn't going to let him scare people like that. And I know it was stupid, okay? But I mean, this whole idea, this whole thing that we're doing, it just took some getting used to for me. I wasn't completely acclimated to it.
If it was just you had to worry about, you know, I still think you're stupid.
But that, I mean, you have a family now.
God, especially now to risk anything would be completely crazy.
I know,
the thing
okay?
is, I know you know that, but you've got to...
I know, okay? I know. Philby! Philby! a little sus. You know what? Even if you see him, don't tell me. It's not my fault if I don't know. I just hope the thing runs away.
So what are we doing out here?
The word's about the cat. You look for the cat. What you do?
I don't know. What do you mean?
It's just a little embarrassing. The storage room guy sees us come in together, but he never sees us leave.
Yeah, but what do you think the receptionist thinks about two guys that come and get a room for 6 hours every day?
Did you unplug this? You brought your cell phone?
Can I check the caller ID? Yeah, we're not back.
Yeah, but you can't take it back with you, okay?
This is Aaron. Hey, babe. Yeah, I'm not there. I had to come downtown and hold some of these guys' hands. Tell me. Oh, that sounds good. Now I gotta eat with these offsite fags. Save mine, though. I'll have it later. Okay. Yeah, 6.
What?
We're supposed to win this by 2. They just turned over with 12 on the clock.
We have to foul.
No, we
have to foul.
Well, no, we foul here. I missed the first free throw. They come back with a 3. That's right. That's right. Yep. Man, are you hungry? I haven't eaten since later this afternoon.
What's up, you guys?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot it was in my pocket. It's Kara.
Yeah.
How do cell phones work? If there's two duplicate phones and I call the same number, do they both ring at the same time, or is there...
That's
well, yeah,
they
both ring. It's a radio signal.
No, it's a network. The network checks each area. When it finds a phone, it stops ringing. It rings the first one.
This one's ringing.
Right.
So the one your double has in Russellville can't be.
Right, I think we're both symmetry.
Are you sure that's how cell phones work?
What?
No. You feel all right?
I feel fine, do you?
Yeah.
Sleep? Did I wake you up?
Yeah. No, not me. I felt more like a nap. I think my body's getting used to these 36-hour days. What's going on?
Well, we can do this, but we have to do it now. Do you have his home address?
Why now?
Well, we were planning on taking a trip tomorrow, right? Just like today?
Yeah, for stocks.
Okay, well, half an hour ago, I was asleep. This car alarm woke me up. These kids were down skating by hitting every car on the block. So, we go right now. Do our business in Platts, get back in the box, and come back to right before those kids are setting off the alarms. All we really have to do is stand in plain sight just to scare them off.
So that way my double sleeps through the night. They don't have the conversation we're having now. And they get in the box tomorrow as usual.
Yeah, they'll be changed, but...
Yeah, but at least we'll get back in the box.
Wait, how do we go back that far if the machines haven't been running? Have they been running?
Yeah, I started going by at 5 o'clock and turned them on. 5 p.m. Just got tired of the whole unanswerable question.
This is an experiment. Are we doing this for me?
A little above.
5 o'clock. If we get this done by 3, that's 10 hours in the box. I got the other 2 tanks in the car.
It's gonna be a long day.
Is that? Is that Rachel's car?
No, that's not Rachel's. That's her dad's. They have the same kind.
Did you see that? That's Mr. That's Mr. Granger. That's Thomas. He's sitting in that car.
But what?
I swear that was him. What the hell is he doing sitting outside my house at 2 in the morning?
Well, I don't believe this. What, is he following us?
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Let's just see what he wants.
No, let's get out of my neighborhood first.
Why? Come on.
Did you see him today?
No.
I did. I saw him this afternoon. Around 6. You sure you didn't see him when we drove past?
No, what?
I'm almost positive this afternoon he was clean shaven. In fact, I know he was. He's ready to go to some function with his wife. He looks like he's got like a 2 or 3 day growth now.
Boy. Wait, are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I think so.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, this is Abe. Did I wake you up? No. Yeah, hey, can I get your dad's number for me real quick? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. All right, yeah, thanks. Wait, what's he doing?
He's just sitting there. He got out for a second, and, I don't know, I thought he was coming over, and then he got back in the car. I think he's drunk.
Hi, sorry to call so late. May I speak to Thomas Granger, please? Yeah, this is James Miller from Putney & Myers. Hi, Mr. Granger? Thomas Granger?
Hey! Hey, what are you doing here? Come here!
Built the one for you, right? Just the one.
Yeah, how many do you think I made?
And these are set right. I turned them on at 5.
He could have used one and gone back to 5. He could be in one of them right now.
I say we shut him off and see if he's in there. Were you planning on talking to him? Just tell me if you were. I'm not going to be mad. Just tell
me. No, I promise you. You know I wouldn't.
Are you sure you wouldn't?
You're the one who can't get near without passing out.
There's no way I would tell anyone about this. No way.
Can you think of any reason that you might?
No, I can't.
Sometimes we do things, you know, we don't know how we got to that point.
No, I can't.
Can't what?
I can't think of any reason why I would.
No, I can't either.
What if it was an emergency?
So you do if it was an emergency?
No, I don't know. What, so you might then?
I don't know. What kind of emergency?
The permutations were endless.
Okay, got it.
They tried again going to the source, but even while keeping him separated from Abe by 2 rooms, Thomas Granger's condition could only be described as vegetative.
What did he say?
From this, they deduced that the problem was recursive, but beyond that, found themselves admitting, against their own nature, and once again, that the answer was unknowable.
What do you think he changed?
He couldn't have been much. We didn't have any contact with him in the 3 hours he could have done anything.
I know he changed this.
I know we weren't having this conversation the first time through, so you don't know what we lost.
Really, it could not have been much.
It doesn't matter how much. It just matters that it's changed.
Look, Abe, I know what you're saying.
The question should have been what to do with the comatose man in the guest bedroom.
We can wait this out.
But in Abe's mind, he was already compiling the list. Two milligrams of oral triazolam every 7 hours induces a safe sleep state and a minimal metabolic rate. At this continued state of rest, the human body breathes 0.3 liters of oxygen a minute, or roughly 2,000 liters in 4 days. A Class E oxygen tank holds 625 liters. To maintain hydration, the body cycles through a minimum of 2.5 liters of water per day. Any food would be a luxury, but the small tank of medical-grade nitrous oxide would be needed on the other side. Past the room that contained their machines, and up two levels, he made his way to another room, where he had stored what I will refer to from here on as the failsafe machine.
I've been calling you all morning.
Really? Your cell and work?
Not there.
Really? I don't even know what.
Just tired.
I hope you're not implying that any day is unimportant to Cortex Semi.
At this point, there would have been some discussion. Abe would, of course, want to know how. Aaron would have to explain all about the storage manifest and how it showed two rooms under the name Abram Turger. Then Abe would need to know how. Aaron would explain that when he went up there and found the failsafe running, he knew exactly what it was. But Abe would ask, how? And then the bit about the modular design of the coffins, and how it meant he could fold one up and take it back inside another. They are not one-time use only. They are recyclable, Aaron would say. How? Abe would ask. And Aaron would describe how simple things become. When you know precisely what someone will have for breakfast, even in a world of tamper-proof lids. and that's where I would have entered the story. Or exited, depending on your reference. Because when Aaron came back the second time, it wasn't so easy. He wasn't expecting me to put up a fight, and by that time he was too exhausted to take me. But for reasons that are only evident to me now, I understood that he simply wanted it more, that he just had more invested. So I left. He had already performed the task, as I had intended to, of recording the conversations of the day just in case. Through that earpiece, he had a 3-second lead on the world.
Aaron, you need some sleep. Some real sleep. I can't. Got a schedule.
He had but to speak aloud the words that came into his head, and those around him would fall in line.
It's cool to see.
It looks like Secret Service.
Aerial meeting is moved to Wednesday.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell am I hanging around here for?
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Rick, that is ugly, Aaron.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
I was supposed to be in Raleigh, but thanks to you guys, I missed my flight.
You know Robert?
Yeah.
He's got a birthday tonight. Why don't you come out?
I'm just going to hang out with my cousin.
Bring him. Rachel will be there.
Oh, big reunion.
Exactly.
That should be fun.
I can think of about a million different ways that this can happen, and nobody comes anywhere near getting hurt. I mean, I can call her and see if she wants to do something else. Or better yet, not even talk to her at all, and she won't even know about the party.
Yeah, Abe, that's good for tonight. What about tomorrow? And every other day?
Take care of tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll watch her all the time. This guy's crazy enough to walk into a room full of people, waving a shotgun around. What do you think he's going to do if he ever finds her alone? I mean, this way we know exactly what happens. We have complete control over it. At the end of the night, this guy is arrested and goes to jail. That's the way it goes. Your words, not mine. Now, come on, it has to be you. She said she was there because you told her you would be there. Tell me I came back and did this for nothing.
He doesn't fire.
No, he didn't.
Never fires, not even when you rushed him.
No, he didn't the time I wasn't there. He didn't the time I was when I rushed him. And, you know, from what Robert tells you, he didn't do it tonight. He doesn't have the nerve. I mean, the guy, we know everything. Okay? We're prescient.
We can still be careful. Maybe we can get to Gelm without him knowing.
We definitely can. I mean, he leaves it in the truck before he goes in. I mean, we don't even need to, but if it makes you feel better,
what's wrong with her hands?
What do you mean?
Why can't we ride like normal people?
I don't know. I can see the letters. I know what they should look like. I just can't get my hand to make them easily. Try comparing it to your left hand. That looks the same. Hey, Rachel. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guess what today is?
No, it's your friend Robert's birthday.
That's his last record, so we haven't the best of bread. No, real records like mine.
I can tell you with certainty what I did that night when it was my turn. But I think it would do little good. Because what the world remembers, the actuality, the last revision is what counts, apparently. So how many times did it take Aaron, as he cycled through the same conversations, lip-syncing trivia over and over? How many times would it take before he got it right? 3, 4, 20. I've decided to believe that only one more would have done it. I can almost sleep at night if there's only one more. Slowly and methodically, he reverse-engineered a perfect moment. He took from his surroundings what was needed and made of it something more. And once the details had been successfully navigated, there would be nothing left to do but wait for the conflict. Maybe the obligatory last-minute moral debate, until the noise of the room escalates into panic and background screams as the gunman walks in. And eventually, he must have got it perfect, and it must have been beautiful with all the praise and adoration he had coming. He had probably saved lives after all. Who knows what would have happened if he hadn't been there.
Look, I know that things are bad, okay? I know that you don't agree with what I've done. I know that you're upset, and to be honest, I'm not too happy with you either right now. But you know that this is going to pass, so let's just go. Let's get out there. Let's go somewhere where we don't speak the language.
Aaron, we don't have the money back here, and we'd have to steal our own passports.
Money. We'll make money. They have sports betting in Vegas. March Madness will make enough in one night to finance 1,000 vacations. Passports, you know they're not using theirs anyways. Now come on, I'm thinking Star City. Check out the Cosmonaut Training Ground.
I'm staying here.
Why? They'll be building their own boxes in another day. And yours already knows what they built. You're not going to be able to watch them forever.
The box Ava's building won't work. He's got it wired wrong. And if they fix that, I'll start actually taking pieces out of it. It's just a gimmick. It doesn't work anymore. And your double will say they have to move on to something else, and I will agree. They're friends.
You're staying. Why? Why? Let's see. Why would Abe stay? What possible reason could there be to be here? Guess that it just won't go back far enough, will it? Tell you what, why don't you take Karen Lauren and put them in the box, and then you and Aaron can each keep a set, and you'll both have families, and you can stop feeding off it.
Don't come back.
You can each keep a set in a hemisphere.
And I don't think there's ever been any reason for me to show you what I'm capable of. But I'm telling you this now. Go out there and do whatever the hell you want. There's no way in the world I can stop you. But don't come back here. And don't come near them. Any of them.
Now I have repaid any debt I may have owed you. You know all that I know. My voice is the only proof that you will have of the truth of any of this. I might have written a letter with my signature, but my handwriting is not what it used to be. Maybe you've had the presence of mind to record this. That's your prerogative. You will not be contacted by me again.
Good morning. Every half meter, placez les chaque demi-mètre, everywhere, partout, everywhere.
And if you look,
partout,
you will not find me.